Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Who am I?
You're Don Stover. Who am I?
You're Jan Stover.
That's right. What episode is this?
I got no clue.
Episode 263, Don,
okay.
On February the 11th.
After the first 260, they kind of all run together.
Okay, you were good with all the first 260. It's just these last three that are causing you issues, huh?
Maybe so. It's just been so much fun.
It has been fun.
So, and so much frustration, and people have no idea what's going on behind the scenes sometimes.
Well, I tell you what, you were talking about today, you did some Facebook Live-ing.
My first time on Facebook Live.
Well, and so we might do Facebook Live here at Creekside, and then they could see some of the frustration that goes on behind the scenes. And it's not so much with you and I, although we have frustrations when we edit. Because you and I never agree on the editing process. Well, I won't say never. There's sometimes we absolutely agree, and then sometimes I keep pushing for more, and you keep saying...
Well, that's where the story is, just in case.
Yes. And then the equipment sometimes fails us. Not
very often. This is, you know, Windows 10 has been amazingly reliable. I am so impressed over previous iterations of Windows. This sucker has been rock stable, except for the one time that Windows decided to go ahead and upgrade.
In the middle of.
With a file hanging open.
That's right.
Oh, I was so irritated.
I know. But we prevailed. We hung in there. We posted a note. We're going to be late. And we got it up that night, regardless.
Yeah. And I had no idea that Windows had been, you know, in that condition because...
Because you just dropped in to see what condition your condition was in. That shows we're old. If anyone knows that title of that song, or at least the wording of that song.
You earned it.
You earned it. You're our age.
You're part of the club.
Welcome to your 60s.
You're part of the club. And anyhow, you worked your tail off today because you've got the global... We have three events coming up next week, and you're playing whack-a-mole with some of those things, and you did not get to go to the Globe Theater this afternoon. I took the time off, so you can yell at me later.
Well, actually, it was something...
We
decided you go represent the Owl Creek Gazette, enjoy the music, and I will stay here and represent the Owl Creek Gazette on the keyboard. But before we go on and talk about the whole day and what you got to see and hear and enjoy.
Shut up, Don, because this is not the time for you to say that.
No, I don't mean that at all. I just want to interject that this is officially our Valentine's Day episode of Creekside with Don and Jan.
It is, indeed.
Which is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
Thank you. You've got several days to continue to say that to me.
This way I can wake up on Wednesday morning and say I've already said it to you.
Oh, I think you should say it again to me. And I will say it to you. How's that?
Okay, that'll work.
But we've got a lot of things. Valentine's is a good time to say not only who you love, but what you love.
Well,
we've got a lot of interest and a lot of things that you and I share and love together.
Well, yeah.
And some of those we're going to talk about tonight on this podcast.
And before we get into that, I saw something this morning on CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley. Before we get on this, they actually were talking about people who have fallen in love in the workplace. And of all things, Southwest Airlines has no problem with that. And because, I mean, they fly from Love Field in Dallas. Their logo is a giant heart with wings of course.
Mm-hmm.
So what else but to be able to fall in love in the air? And they had a couple on that actually were married, a married flight attendant couple.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show.
Well, you know, I was going to say all the things we love and give this list. We can add Southwest to that because that's what we always fly.
Yeah.
How's that for bringing that around and working that
well,
in?
Well, that's great. But I wanted to say that before we went on. It was a very inspirational show. And, they didn't make light of the Me Too thing. They made sense of what it's like in the workplace to actually fall in love with each other.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole different thing than when you bring up the Me Too issue of sexual harassment and pushing yourself on somebody or demanding a behavior of someone by way of your authority and power over them. This is just genuine, good old-fashioned people falling in love, and it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Why not? It obviously can happen in the workplace, too.
Right, and Southwest supports it, and you know, if you do, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
We're the love airline, right? So
it works out well
it
for them.
Out great.
Yeah.
And
so,
I was very proud of Southwest Airlines, and gosh, wonder why we still fly them. I know.
Yeah. Like you said, you used to say, I've never been to a Best Western I didn't have a good night's sleep in, and you never flown Southwest that you didn't have a successful flight.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they can advertise with us, but we'll call them tomorrow. Tell them we have a worldwide audience here at Creekside with Don and Jan, and who knows? Corporate sponsors, I think.
Oh, you bet. I think it's a great idea.
It's worth a try anyway. Because now we do have advertisers regularly advertising on the Owl Creek Gazette, which we'll interject into the show later on.
Once again, love them.
Yes. So, besides Southwest,
yeah.
I did want to say that some of the things we love are independent artists, good food, the Olympics, the Owl Creek Gazette community, the Creekside with Don and Jan community, our families, our kitty cat, Liberty, and each other, Don.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about some of those. We're going to jump right into the independent artist, which is what you were talking about earlier, what you got to do today.
Yeah, and two independent artists came over to Greenville this afternoon from the Effingham area, Bill Pasalacqua and his brother Matt, and they go as Bill and Matt Pos because Pasalacqua is too much for any radio DJ to ever get right first time out. And
although, you know, it seems like once you learn that name, it just rolls right off your tongue. Pasalacqua, Pasalacqua.
It does roll off the tongue. But it's you know,
I was
thinking about the posters that they would put up. You know, they'd need a little wing on most.
Yes.
A little wing, hangout wing. That'd be kind of cool. But
well, we had Bill Pos as a guest on the podcast, and he's been good to advertise on our independent artist mm-hmm. page for yeah. well over a year now. And we've heard of Matt Pos, his brother, for years mm-hmm. out of the Effingham folks that we know, especially TikTok Energy folks.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to actually have them come to Greenville, and then you got to see them and experience their music firsthand.
And if you got the opportunity to go to the Globe Theater today and watch them perform, you had a treat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. And they Bill actually got his son up on stage, and his son sang a song about his want of a puppy.
Oh, fun.
And it was a cool song. And had a good time, and everybody that was there left with a smile on their face. They went upstairs. They had, I think, wings and pizza and some cupcakes and just a little knocking around camaraderie. And
after the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I believe they had a jam as well. I didn't stay for that, but
mm-hmm.
we had just an opportunity to sit down and say hey. And it was such marvelous fun. And I want to encourage you that the next time you hear something about the singer-songwriter thing going on at the Globe Theater, that you get off your duff and get down there and watch what's going on, because it was cool.
And you know, this was interesting too. You had said you talked to Craig Baumberger while you were there, and Craig's part of that music scene and mm-hmm. has been forever and a day. And he said that he asked a lot of people there where they heard about it, because they're always wanting to know where their advertising dollar works or how else to direct the next promotion that they do. And he said a lot of people read about it in the Owl Creek Gazette.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that really makes us happy. Well, that's always the goal of advertising. And that's and our magazine we now talk about, we're more than a magazine, we're a community. If we can see that kind of community with the artists, whether it's music or any kind of media, writing, whatever it is, come together like that and support each other, that is chalk one up for that kind of camaraderie.
You can't beat it. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is our version of the word of mouth, and that's fine. This is the word of print. It comes out of our mouth. And we love it. We love that connection that we make, and that's just the way it is. And we need to make sure that we support more of these things that occur in our local community.
Well, and speaking of our community, the advertisers in our magazine often become our friends, like we said, or were our friends beforehand. And then when they start a business, we go ahead and bring them into the magazine. And with Valentine's Day coming up and this being our Valentine's episode, Don,
we've got advertisers who have Valentine's specials.
We do. So you want to share those with folks?
Well, actually, I do. We've got Joe's Pizza is making heart-shaped pizzas, a two-topping pizza for $14.95. on Valentine's Day only. So if you're going to go out and have dinner, why not have a heart-shaped pizza right downtown in Greenville?
Well, and you know, last year they did the same thing. And I know some of our readers had said that they got the heart-shaped pizza for their kids.
Oh,
they
yeah.
might have gone out on a date, the couple themselves, but they wanted to have something to offer their kids for Valentine's Day. So that's a perfect idea for family
Is. It is perfect. Joe's Pizza, 664-3344. That's 618-664-3344. They deliver. You can pick up. It's $14.95 for a two-topping pizza shaped like a heart.
Exactly. If you go in and order or call in and order, let them know you heard about it in the Owl Creek Gazette or on Creekside with Don and Jan.
There you go.
Now we got another advertiser that's got a special
We do have
promotion.
Another advertiser. 4th Street Barbecue here in Greenville is having a Valentine's Day special. Why don't you give them a call at area code 618-664-9604. They're doing a Valentine's Day special, and you give them a call and set yourself up. It's a table service, and I believe you get dinner and a bottle of sparkly. So that's what they're doing for Valentine's Day out there as well. And you've got something else going on.
We've got an advertiser that's going to be joining us in the March, April, and May issue, and that is the Peacock Bakery and Cafe over in Highland. And we were over there the other day getting the information for their ad, found out that they have a Valentine's Day special. That's Wednesday the 14th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., special Valentine menu for breakfast and lunch. They're not open of an evening, so heck, you could celebrate Valentine's Day all day with the people that we've talked about here in the businesses. But Carrie Finley and her husband and family are all owners and manage the place and bake and do all kinds of things, and we've known Carrie forever and a day, back when Mom and I owned the Senior Review magazine. Yeah. She advertised with us.
Our first Volvo came from them.
Yes.
We bought a used Volvo from Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun to catch up with them.
And Carrie.
Yes. And it was great to taste their food. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's top-notch baked goods, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even make, I think, you know, a trendy cake that's coming out around these days is a naked cake, they call it. It's not iced, but it may have some icing between the layers to stick it all together. And instead of icing, there'll be fruit placed around the outside edge.
Oh, no, I didn't hear them talk about
that. Oh, yeah. It's actually pretty cool looking.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw one sample sitting there.
Well.
And you had a cookie.
Oh, a cowboy cookie. Loved it.
Yeah.
And then lots of nuts in these things, and sometimes cookies can be really sweet. And sometimes that's ideal. Sometimes I don't want that sweet. I want a heartier, meatier cookie with a nut stuck in there.
You bet.
So, and speaking of that, before we go on to all the other things we love, I got to tell folks, you and I got hungry last night, and we decided we were going to bake cookies, only we had no real ingredients that would, you know, Betty Crocker would have laughed at us. But
necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly. And out of the box is the way we roll. So we didn't use a box of anything. And we started pulling. We had some flour, wheat flour.
Had a little peanut butter.
And and we had some sorghum flour.
Mm-hmm.
We had some oatmeal.
We had sugar. We had baking powder, and we had baking soda. There's nothing more you need.
Well, but we decided to throw in the mix. Since we didn't have any kind of brown sugar, anything that would have been moist and packed, I looked at you and I said, we have oatmeal beer.
Oh, yeah.
So we took the white sugar that really I would rather not use, but that's what we had in the house. And I poured the oatmeal stout beer into that, moistened it like a packed brown sugar
It was packed brown sugar.
It was packed with flavor, too.
It was a little drunk, too. But it was so good.
Drunk sugar.
Yeah, drunk sugar.
That's a new name for
it. Well, and by the time it gets done baking, you know, the alcohol's gone.
Oh, sure.
But it turned out such a great sheet cake.
Yes. Now, our goal was cookies.
Yeah.
And we failed at that and could tell that we were going to fail at that as it stayed really loose in the bowl.
Yeah, when you see it loose in the bowl, you go, okay, sheet cake.
Well, and you added more flour. And so, yeah, it wasn't, and it was again, it wasn't overly sweet.
Couldn't tell you how much flour we used. Couldn't tell you how much anything we actually used we're not going to be publishing this thing until we recreate it.
Yes, we'd have to recreate it before we could publish it. But it tasted really good. It satisfied the little sweet tooth without being, like I said, overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We ate it all last night and all today and still have some left. Only that, some of the left has some glass in it.
Oh, I cut it all out. There's another story. I was reaching for a cup, and I had perched this 9x12 baking dish on top of the coffee pot. It was a flat surface.
The
coffee maker. Mm-hmm. And it was a flat surface, and it was precariously perched, but it was there and it was stable. And then I hit it with my elbow, and I guess you'd call it an axle onto the floor. We have to say axle because there was at least three flips in it.
Sure.
It just shattered. And
it did an Olympic spin.
Oh, man.
Appropriate for the season.
It shattered. I've never seen glass spread that way.
No.
And we'll probably find it for another week, but we got it all up off the floor for crying out loud.
We did our best to, since we have little P2, our kitty cat, her little paws. Obviously you don't want glass on the floor anyway, but you certainly don't want them getting in her paws.
Right, because she is an Olympic cat, by the way.
She is.
And if anybody's seen our Facebook page, you've seen her watching Olympic sport on television.
And it's hysterical.
We just turn on Channel 5 here locally, NBC, and she'll run in and sit down on something and sit there and watch what's going on television.
She sat there between you and I and watched the skaters, and her little eyes went back and forth and little head turned. It was hysterical. You and I couldn't hardly watch the skaters for watching her watch the skaters. Then she jumped up right in front of the television. That's when we got all those pictures of her. And she stayed. Every single picture is of her watching something else.
Yeah.
So she stayed for the whole evening and watched TV.
She has suddenly discovered the movement on television. Mm-hmm. I understand what it is. She's not actually watching the sport. She's watching the movement.
Oh, I don't know, John. I think she has her preferences.
I think what we've decided to do is go ahead and give her a voice, maybe, for when she watches television, and she can make P2 comment.
Well, and I even said on Facebook, I said, I think we should probably dub her the official cat of the 2018 Winter Olympics.
And I told you I had to go out and ask the USOC if they wanted to sponsor her as a spokescat.
Yes, we'll check in with them tomorrow when we contact Southwest and who else are we calling, Don?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It's still fun. Yeah. Anyhow, we want you to pay special attention to these messages. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Lindley, owner of Big T's Honeybee Farm. I'd like to invite you to stop by my vendor booth at the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, Saturday, April 14th, at the American Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville, Illinois. I was there last year and had a good time. We'll have honey for sale, honey sticks, honey candy, creamed honey, and hives for sale. And it's warm enough. It'll be April, so we might have an observation hive there. You can look at the bees doing their thing. Come on, stop by.
Hi, this is Laura Myers from Greenville, and I'm a Republican candidate for state representative in the 107th District. I'm a strong supporter of agriculture, veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and the United States Constitution and its amendments. I am pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-union. I will work hard to create a pro-business environment through free markets, deregulation, and lower taxes. If you want a state representative who believes in a high level of service, integrity, and is grassroots, will work for you full-time, will march when we need to march, fight when we need to fight, please check out my website, citizensformyers.com, and I am asking for your vote on the March 20th primary because Southern Illinois counts. Paid for by Citizens for Myers, Don Niehaus, Treasurer. Thank you for your support.
The Factory Theater at Greenville University will be presenting the musical Company by George Firth and Stephen Sondheim this February, the 15th through the 17th. All shows begin at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at Joe's Java, Watson's Drugstore, and Adam Bros in Greenville, Illinois. For students, $5, and for adults, $10. For more information, call Jess at 217-273-5896.
And we're back. Jan, we've got something special associated with Company, just to throw that out there because we just heard that ad from Company.
Sure. This is really fun. Jess Adam and the Factory Theater at Greenville University has graciously offered up four free tickets
for
the performance.
Four tickets.
That's right.
And that's four people or two couples.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's the way that four works, Doug.
Or four individuals. But we're going to give them away in pairs.
I think we're just giving away four.
Four tickets. All right. So we want you to do this. If you want these tickets, write on the comment for this post on Facebook, just give us the single word company, and we'll enter your name into a hat. And I have a special hat for it. You've seen it. I wear it. And it'll say Company. Your name will be on this thing, and we will put it into the hat, I promise. So, Facebook post that we put up about this podcast, single word company.
Just leave the comment that says
just
company.
Just the comment that says company, and that will put your name in the hat. Now, another thing you can do, you can actually get two entries into this free giveaway by calling our phone number at the Owl Creek Gazette, 618-580-8766. That's 618-580-8766. And leave a message with your name and the single word company. And your name will be put into the hat again. That way, you doubled your chances to win.
Okay, now I'm going to go back and massage that message just a little bit, if you don't mind, Don.
She's going to turn it into the female version of that message, and I had the male version.
Well, that works out good since we have male and female listeners. It's perfect. What I want to say first is this is for the final performance of this event, so you will be winning this to be able to go to the Saturday, February 17th, final performance.
There's a cutoff time.
Yeah,
that's
important.
Yeah.
So it's not just any time. It's for that final performance, which is always cool to be at a final performance anyway. They've had all the kinks worked out of the thing, and they're celebrating the closing of the show. And
you can throw roses at them?
You can. We don't provide those free. You can bring those with you if you're a lucky winner. Then when you said you've got two chances, they can do it either or both. They don't have to call to be entered. They can just leave the comment on the Creekside with Don and Jan Facebook page post.
Uh-huh.
Or they can just call and not do the Creekside with Don and Jan Facebook page post.
Right.
So either way, but if you're really enthusiastic about winning these tickets and you want to do both, that's cool.
If you got a lot of spunk and want to double your chances to win, just like Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's right, double your chances.
There we go, plugging other stuff than ours. So anyhow, just go ahead and do it. Single word comment on Facebook page on the post about this podcast. And telephone the Owl Creek Gazette number, 618-580-8766. And leave a comment, company, and tell us your name.
And phone number, please.
Yeah, because we'll need to call you back.
Exactly.
And
so I think that wraps that up as far as how to do that, folks. If you've got any confusion, post on the Facebook page. I don't know what the heck you and Don are talking about. Can you be clearer? And we'll try to clear that up.
Anyhow, we have had also, we've talked about P2 already. We've talked about the Olympics. Oh, the Olympics, that is such a great time that we have. Not only have we had a great time sitting there watching the cat watching the Olympics, but it has been some really cool stuff today. I got to see a world record set this afternoon on men's 5,000 meter speed skating. Oh, the king of Norway was tickled to death over his charge, Sven, and I can't think of his last name, but 5,000 meters in 6 minutes and 9 seconds and change, a world record by almost 3 seconds over the other competitors. It was cool.
Well, and I love not only watching the athletes perform, but hearing the story behind the story, what all they went through to get to that point.
Oh, and this guy was also has won the third time on this same event. So this is a three-time world champion.
I know we're seeing athletes as young as, 17, and as old as, gosh, I think one guy was 35 or 40, and they keep saying this should be his last Olympics, and he keeps coming back. I can't remember the sport, but
I feel terrible. I don't know the guy's name, though, but I saw it, and I was so got by it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's cool stuff, period. There's no other way around it.
Well, and you know something else? I grew up with when watching the Olympics, summer or winter, was an event. Really? And my family would sit down and watch it, or I would go to friends' houses in high school, and we'd all watch the Olympics. And I'm sure we enjoyed our company, you know, and being together, sure, too. But, I mean, we really did watch the Olympics. I remember sitting down on the floor in a friend's house and everyone cheering on our team and that kind of stuff. So I don't know that that's done as much anymore, but I sure hope it is.
I don't know.
By families.
Yeah, by families. I remember watching Gowdy as a kid. Kurt Gowdy. Mm-hmm. I remember listening to Bob Costas, you know, mm-hmm, in later years. I remember listening to a host of other people that were commentators about the particular sport, you know, mm-hmm, that the television had. You know, the common people just can't get to the Olympics. The challenges that mothers and fathers go through to see their children in Pyongyang is astronomical, mm-hmm, you know, and then you get somebody like United Airlines that says, okay, well, here's two tickets, go.
Oh, did they do that?
Oh, they did that.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, because cool. Not everyone can come up with that kind of funding know that you're going to be able to see or not see your kid. Must be devastating if you can't and wonderful if you do. I just can't imagine not being there if you have one of your kids in the Olympics. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, so it's been quite a hoot, and it's only been on for 3 days now.
I know. We'll probably talk about it next week, too.
We probably will. What else you got going on?
Well, we talked about some of the things we love being our Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside with Don and Jan family, mm-hmm, and the community that surrounds that.
We are more than just a magazine. We are the community.
We are. We are a community, at the very least. I guess we're the community to us.
You bet.
But what we wanted to talk about is that in the midst of that community, we have a lot of events coming up, and some of those are ideal as gift giving for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
So we've got a vision board workshop we've mentioned before. It's February the 15th. It's over at the Tibbett House Bed and Breakfast and Books in Highland, Illinois. Cassie Cordy is still the facilitator. She's mm-hmm been that before. She'll be doing this again, $15 without the meal.
And there's a twist.
$25 with the meal. The meal is lasagna, salad, rolls, drink, and dessert. And you can register for this till midnight on February the 13th.
Okay.
So that's what, this Tuesday?
We're already registered. You know, I had such a good time at that. Mm-hmm. And now I get lasagna.
Yeah, on top of it.
Yeah.
But people can come if they can't make it in time for dinner. The event is from, if you eat dinner, 5 to 8, without dinner, 6 to 8. So if you can't come but still want to participate in the workshop, that's an option too. Go to our website at owlcreekgazette.com. You can pay for the workshop there. You can give it as a gift. You can, you know, treat yourself. But do go ahead and consider that. Perfect day after Valentine's Day event.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have the OWL Memoir Writing Workshop Series coming up. It's an OWL stands for Older Women's Legacy. We need to have at least five or six folks to participate. We've got three that are really interested. And I'm in, conversing with them now. So we want to make sure that, that we have enough people to actually make that group. The group works better with a limited amount of people, but definitely with a certain amount because you want that interchange.
You need a group dynamic.
Exactly.
That's right.
So that's five Sunday evenings, February 18th, February 25th, March 4th, March 11th, and March 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bradford Community Building here in Greenville. That's $50. That's for the entire five-week session. So it's like,
$10. It's not $50 a week. It's $50 for the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have workbooks that people get to participate, and they can take them home with them. And each week we get another set of instructions and guidelines and prompts to how you can really write your own legacy. This is for women 50 and older. And that's all available on the website, owlcreekgazette.com. If you find that you have any problems with the website or, purchasing them, just, send us an email, jan@owlcreekgazette.com. Probably not Don at owlcreekgazette.com on the older women's writing workshop.
If older women want to email me, I won't reject it at all.
You email anybody you want to, folks. Don or I, we're right there with you. And the deadline on that is Monday, tomorrow night at midnight. So because there a lot has to go into that prepping time.
Indeed.
So anyway, those are some of the events that we have coming up. And of course, we've got Tim mentioned in his little promo about the fact that he will be at our Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, April the 14th. Tickets are available for purchasing on that, on the website as well. So we've got a lot of things going on. This community just continues to blossom and grow. Thanks to all you listeners. Thanks to our readers and the hard work of
everybody
involved.
Including you.
Including us.
Including me.
That's right.
Thanks to us.
That's right. Patting ourselves on the back now, folks.
Bang, bang, bang. Yep.
Lifting ourselves up from being tired. What you going to do?
Yeah, no kidding.
So
at any rate, thanks for listening. This is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
And it is our Valentine's Day special. We won't talk to you until after Valentine's has come and gone. Treat yourself well. Treat your loved ones well. Enjoy time together. We will talk to our members, though, on Wednesday. That is actually Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you, that's another thing. If you want to be a member and hear from us midweek,
You can do that, too.
Exactly.
It's less than $3 a month.
That's right. All that information on the website, too. So anyway, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Treat yourself to pizza, fun, love, good food.
You name it.
You name it. Whatever floats your boat, huh, Don?
You bet you. Whatever floats your boat. Y'all take care now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye.